everyone. Welcome back to another great episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Today we're going to be making a dessert, and it's actually my son's favorite dessert. It's called chocolate coconut bites. And we're starting off with very simple ingredients, and we can even, if you like, you can alternate with different items, and the sky's the limit from there. So let's get started. I'm going to turn my stove on and explain you all the ingredients here. We're going to be using 4 tablespoons of unsalted butter. I've got 1.5 cup of milk chocolate chips. Half of the chocolate chips are milk, and half of the chocolate chips are the semi-sweet chocolate chips. I have got 2.5 cups of coconut, that's desiccated coconut, which is not sweetened. We're going to need a pinch of salt, and we're going to use the 1 can of sweet condensed milk, which is the 14 ounce. And then we're going to be stuffing it with almonds. And like I said, sky's the limit. You can stuff it with whatever you like. You can stuff it with hazelnuts if you like. But we're picking almonds today. And then I have just plain desiccated coconut, again unsweetened, just for rolling them in there. And then I have pecan pieces, which are unsalted. So make sure that if you do any of the nuts, they have to be unsalted, otherwise you're not gonna appreciate the taste. So, and the butter here doesn't have to be room temperature. If it is, it's great, but if it's not, it's not the end of the world, because we're just melting it here. So I'm gonna add the butter in there, and we're just gonna melt the butter, and you don't want your stove to be on high. So have it on like medium low and let it slowly melt away. We're gonna go ahead and add our chocolate chip and semi-sweet chocolates in there, and have those melt also with the butter. All right, and slow is the trick. If you have your stove on high, you're gonna burn the chocolate. Once you burn the chocolate, there's nothing you can do about it, but you'll have to toss the chocolate out. So some good chocolate, and half of the milk chocolate and semi-sweet chocolate just gives it a really good balance to the coconut ball, the coconut bites here. All right, now what I'm gonna do is, while this is melting, I'm gonna go ahead and add our sweet condensed milk in here. The whole can. This would be a great dessert to take for potlucks, Christmas parties, office parties, kids' birthday parties. And you can even put a stick on the end and have them as lollipops, like as, you know, chocolate coconut suckers. So like I said, the sky's the limit to the decoration or the variation that you can do to the recipe here. We have a really nice sauce here. Okay, while the butter is melting, I'm going to go ahead and add the coconut in there. So I'm going to add the half of the coconut. It just helps to, so you can stir it properly. If you add the whole thing in there, it's just harder to stir. But if you have stronger arms than I do, go for it. Okay. Okay. Okay, we're just gonna cook this just for a little while. I mean, you don't have to cook the coconut, but I'm just gonna put it on the stove just for a little bit so the coconut kind of softens up just a little bit. Here we go. Now what I'm gonna do is I'm just gonna add just a pinch of salt. The salt is just gonna bring out the taste of the chocolate. You know, one very important ingredient that I forgot to mention was some cayenne pepper. So we're just gonna add just a little bit of cayenne pepper in this. Again, give it a good stir. And you see how it's just coming, like when I move it, you can just tell that it's coming away from the sides of the pan here. That means that we've cooked it enough. So I'm gonna go ahead and turn our stove off. Down. We're gonna go ahead and make our bites into round size pieces. So now I just wanna show you how the mixture is gonna look like when it's cooled. It's gonna get a little thicker and you'll be able to work with it more. Now if you're doing this in summer and the humidity is high and you find that the mixture is just not, you're not able to make the bites, go ahead and add just a little bit more coconut in it. But this time I didn't have to add the coconut just because I let it cool and that's what it's gonna look like. And then I have my cookies, ice cream scoop, mini ice cream scoop here. I like using that just because it kind of helps me make all my rounds very unified. So I'm gonna take that and I'm gonna just get it out here on to my coconut here. And then I'm gonna take an almond and I'm gonna just stick it inside of it. So there's a little surprise in there for the people who are gonna bite into it. And we're just gonna roll like so. And like I said, you can stuff it with marshmallows. You can stuff it with hazelnuts. You can stuff it with macadamia nuts. Sky's the limit on the decoration that you can do with this. I also have a chocolate chip cookie here, just a regular chocolate chip cookie. And what we're gonna do is we're gonna put that in between. So here we go. So we're gonna put that in the coconut. Let me move this so you can see. Right there. And then I'm just gonna flatten it out just a little bit because then we're gonna cover it back up. Gonna put our chocolate chip cookie in there. This would be really, really fun to do for kids or birthday parties. Oh my gosh, with like a little cookie in there, or you could do like a peanut butter in there in between. And actually we have, here we go. And as it cools, it's gonna harden up again. So we're just gonna roll it back in there. Coconut. That over there, and then I'm going to show you one more how we're going to do it with the nuts here, with the pecans. Just gonna. This would be a very, very fun project for like even kids who come to the birthday party. Can you imagine them saying, "Well, Mom, you know, we went to the birthday party and we made coconut bites." And then I just want to do one more and I want to show you where you don't have to coat it with anything because it's, you just want to hold it in your hand like so. You want to roll. Just want to take an almond. So friends, like I said, sky's the limit on this. You guys can use your imagination. I would love to get comments to find out What did you do with your coconut bite that I did not? I had a lot of fun making these, and I'm gonna have much more fun eating these. Thank you for watching this episode of Rehana's Cuisines. I hope you can join me here on the next episode with another great recipe. See you then, friends.